Good afternoon. High clouds continue to stream in from the Atlantic coast across interior New York and New England. The further north you go toward the Canadian border, the more in the way of sunshine with thinner clouds. And this is where we'll have our highest temperatures today, generally in the lower to middle 60s. South of I-90, clouds will be thicker, and there's even a chance of showers during the afternoon in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern parts of New England. In these locations, temperatures will hold in the 50s, perhaps getting into the lower 60s in some valley locations. Storm system off the eastern seaboard is slowly creeping up the coast toward the southern end of Long Island. This will keep clouds in place tonight, still the risk of scattered showers south of I-90, and this general theme will continue into the day tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers, more in the way of sunshine to the north, and temperatures in the mid-60s. Right now, it looks like this system will kick out to the east for the weekend and beyond, and it looks like we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Columbus Day. And all 3 days, we'll have temperatures slightly above average in the middle to upper 60s. It looks like it'll stay dry into the mid part of next week as well before the next front arrives, with highs in the upper 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm moving through the southwestern United States will produce snow across the southern Rockies. A winter storm warning is out for the Colorado Rockies, where accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are likely, mainly above 8,000 feet. The storm is also producing plenty of wind and a wind advisory, with high wind watches also in effect for parts of the northern high plains, south into the foothills of the Rockies, and the southern high plains. Winds in these locations could gust to 55 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Pecos and Presidio, both in Texas, to a low of 16 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 89 set in 1939, and the record low 25 set in 1980. Sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:21 p.m., 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Showers likely tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers in the Catskills and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs near 60. Showers likely tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with a shower possible, mostly south of I-90 in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, a few scattered showers, mainly south of I-90 in the mid-60s. Then partly to mostly sunny skies for the weekend, including Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in the middle to upper 60s. And partly sunny skies for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.